It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
We have a major traffic heads up for Davis County drivers. Part of Highway 89 is closing tonight, and it will stay that way all weekend long.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small joins us live with the impact. Adam?
Amanda, northbound Highway 89 at SR 193 is shutting down starting tonight at 8 o'clock. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw tells me drivers in this area could encounter delays throughout the entire weekend, but tomorrow afternoon, he says it could take you upwards of an extra hour to get where you're going on 89 and I-15.
If you don't have to drive this weekend in this area, then don't do it if it's not necessary.
This closure so the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District can continue to install a new pipeline adjacent to the highway. The road is scheduled to open again on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
More people are dying in drunk driving accidents, but fewer people are getting arrested for DUI. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is looking at those numbers. Peter?
Yeah, Tim. Specifically, I'm looking at graphs provided by the Wall Street Journal. And they show that since 2010, the number of DUI arrests zigzagged down from 1.4 million to about 780,000. So that's a cut by almost half. Meanwhile, in that same time period, alcohol-related driving deaths jumped to around 13,500 in 2022. There haven't been that many deaths per year since 2006. Deaths especially rose during the pandemic when police tried to lower the amount of traffic stops to avoid getting COVID and people got lax with road rules on more empty roads. And many activists are relying on a future idea of building in devices that could stop a car if it senses that the driver is under the influence. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A new report shows more than a third of driver's license tests taken in Utah were flunked. Stop looking at me like that. Yeah. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Looking at state data reports, USA Today found that 36% of Utahans have failed the test for their driver's license at some point. But Nick Vinzant with USA Today Blueprint Car Insurance says Utahans might just need to study a little bit harder.
Utah actually has a very high rate of passing the skills portion of the exam. 92% of people in Utah pass the skills portion. Only 56%, though, pass the knowledge portion.
Utah was ranked 13th for most failed tests in the nation, but it could be worse. Our neighbors in Wyoming, as well as Indiana and Missouri, all had more than half of their drivers fail the test. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A different kind of transportation hub has opened in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with those details. Michael.
Tim, the facility we're talking about here is no pushover. At 19,000 square feet, this new bike-centered hub on 9th South and 3rd West along the Nine Line Trail is 10 years in the making. It's been the central location, or it's now the central location, for Bicycle Collective, a group that repairs and donates old bikes to people who need them. This new locale has been space for bike repairs, alongside retail space and community workshops. The Collective's executive director, Donna Maturo-McClear, tells KSL.com the new locale will allow them to take in more donations and better serve the community. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More college campus protests overnight, this time at Portland State University. ABC's Perry Russum reports.
Leave the building now! Force will be used against you!
Police returned to Portland State last night after protesters reestablished an encampment in the library, tearing down the security fencing put up by police. At George Washington University, protesters targeting a statue of George Washington, draping a Palestinian flag and black and white scarf on it. Many of the protesters described as outside agitators.
More than 2,000 people have been arrested during protests at college campuses around the country.
The monthly jobs report for April was released last hour, and senior economist for Zions Bank, Robert Spendlove, tells us the labor market slowed.
Previous month, it was just over 300,000 jobs. This month, it was 175,000 jobs. So that's lower than the consensus, and it shows that the economy, what we've been expecting for the past few months to happen is starting to happen now.
Spendlove says the unemployment rate also ticked up to 3.9%, showing some slowing for the economy. He says a slowdown is what the Federal Reserve wants to see happen before they'll start cutting interest rates.
Testimony resumes this morning in former President Donald Trump's New York hush money trial.
Donald Trump has said on multiple occasions that he'd like to testify in his own defense at his criminal trial. But yesterday, the former president appeared to reverse course.
Well, I'm not allowed to testify. I'm under a gag order, I guess, right?
The gag order doesn't prohibit Trump from taking the stand in his own defense. It just bars public comments about witnesses and jurors in the case. The judge has determined that Trump violated the gag order at least 9 times and held Trump in criminal contempt earlier this week. Peter Harlambous, ABC News.
Speaking of trials, the Chad Daybell trial resumes later this morning, and we'll have reports from Boise at the bottom of the hour. You can also get the latest update at KSLNewsRadio.com.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Amanda, traffic on I-15, yet to see any significant backup in either direction between Provo, Ogden, and Salt Lake. We do have some slowing SR-92 coming down the hill in Lehigh towards the freeway from the Highland Alpine side of things. And we've got some minor slowdowns in Magna on the 21st South Freeway. City streets waking up on the west side of I-15 in the Ogden and Roy area, but so far not so much in Ogden. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's a question we both answered no to right out of the box this morning. Could you afford your current home if you were trying to buy it in today's market?
Oh, no, not even close.
At the price, at the interest rate?
Oh, it's tripled in value.
Yeah. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says a lot of people are answering no.
A new poll from Yahoo Finance says 40% of Americans would not be able to afford their current homes. One of Utah's biggest issues is supply and demand. But that aside, why is the entire country feeling the pinch? And are home sellers just trying to take advantage of a difficult market?
You know, you think, well, builders don't take so much freaking profit. But if you took off the regulation accounts for 40% of the value in a home.
Principal broker for JDL Development, Jaron Davis, says everything from windows to wood to HVAC systems are more heavily regulated than ever before, driving up the costs of materials. This, combined with the housing shortage, is putting buyers between a rock and a hard place. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
A bridge in Connecticut is being demolished today after a fiery crash. More from ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
I-95 is a critical artery connecting New York to New England. A similar crash in Connecticut last year shut down a different part of the highway after a fuel truck collided with a stopped car in New London, killing the truck driver. Yesterday's crash, also reminiscent of an accident in Philadelphia last year when a part of I-95 crumbled after a tanker truck caught fire beneath an overpass.
Officials say they hope to reopen the bridge by Monday.
Actress Halle Berry spent a day on Capitol Hill rallying support for legislation that would allocate $275 million for research and education on menopause.
The shame has to be taken out of menopause. We have to talk about this very normal part of our life that happens.
Berry says people need to become more comfortable talking about menopause.
A group of Americans will be given the Presidential Medal of Freedom today.
President Biden today will highlight the incredible achievements of 19 individuals when he presents them the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest honor for a civilian. Among the honorees, Academy Award winner Michelle Yeoh and Olympic swimming legend Katie Ledecky, former President Al Gore and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Opal Lee, the activist who pushed to make Juneteenth a federal holiday, talk show host Phil Donahue, and former New York City mayor and philanthropist Michael Bloomberg. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A childhood hunger program in Ogden lost major funding, and they're hoping that the community will step up to help.
Catholic Community Services helps 10 schools throughout Weber County with kids who face food insecurity.
We serve about 5,000 kids a month through this program. And so the importance of this program is to make sure that they stay on the track that they need in school, but also outside of school, too.
That was Director of Basic Needs, Randy Chapel, who said today is their monthly visit to Odyssey Elementary School. And the kids and their families they serve are grateful for the Bridging the Gap program. Chapel hopes anyone who can help keep the program alive will donate at ccsutah.org. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio. Okay.